Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Don is posting the devastating videos that tipsters are sending us off YouTube. Right after the bombing, more guys dressed in combat gear, undercover combat gear that the SEALs always wear, with SEAL team caps, you name it, with what look like detonators in their hands, running around with big black backpacks. I mean, this is unbelievable. And then you've got the drooling patsies, and they know we're on them. They know we've already released the photos of the operatives and the patsies. And I even said this an hour ago. I don't know how I'm not tooting my horn. I mean, I just am immersed in this. I said on air over and over again, they may reverse and not roll out the patsy now because we've blown their operation. And I pray to Jesus they don't kill me. I am not ready to die, but whatever, whatever. I mean, you people are unbelievable. These people are crazy. I mean, we have them now at the bombing scene in high-def video and photos. For those that just joined us, we have government operatives in control of the situation with backpacks on their back matching the MO. The drill is real. They denied it. That's why the governor, when Dan Bondi went and confronted him and the police chief, instantly freaked out when they said false flag at the end of the press conference, and they were shaking. I mean, they were shaking because it's like the whodunit. The fact that, this is incredible. And then they all pose around with machine guns like they're protecting us when they blew us up. And they just think all the cops and people are so stupid. I mean, are you really this stupid, police and military? I'll take calls. In fact, after I take some of these calls, I want to hear from people that have seen this that are in the military. I mean, my God. I'm trying to think every angle of how this isn't what I'm seeing, and it is. I mean, this is incredible. And there's one of the patsies. Oh, my God. This is, then they set the stupid patsies up. Oh, yeah, that's the guy. That's the one they have the backpack from the back shot, wearing all black, right there next to the other guy. I mean, this is incredible. And now their op's blown. Now your op's blown. People know about the drill. They knew what to look for. And they were there on the scene, just like we blew you on Haskell. When Haskell was there and saw you put him on the plane, that screwed you up, didn't it? And this time we blew you so bad, we taken you down. Man, this is incredible. You murderers. Let's go to phone calls. Jamie in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Huge breakthrough. This is regarding the police radio transmission at the time of the bombing. You can find it by searching Blog Dog, Boston, Marathon, Police Radio.
Blonde Dog?
Blog. B-L-O-G-D-O-G.
Blog Dog.
Mm-hmm. Boston, Marathon, Police Radio.
Police Radio.
Mm-hmm. The police radio with the timestamp goes from calm business as usual to an officer breaking in, panicked, saying, definitely devices here. I need officers. Definitely, definitely devices here. He's the first reporting officer, and he doesn't say there have been two explosions.
This is ultra massive. Can you send that to showtips at Infowars.com, that particular link? Well, that's why they were saying be calm, because good cops, we now have been learning, were saying, hey, what's going on? Where are the backpacks? And it's like, let's pull the Army team out so we don't blow them up. Those are our buddies. And then just, I mean, can you believe this? Yeah, we already found it. Boston Marathon bombing, police radio. Guys, cue that up. We'll cover it after the break. And, oh, my God, yeah, 2:51:30. And I guess that's right when it happened, huh?
Into explosion. He goes right to definitely devices here. I need officers. Definitely, definitely devices here. When obviously the bombs have just gone off.
Yeah, I should have been taking your calls. This intel is incredible. I just can't believe that we know there's a drill for multiple witnesses. They've denied it. They act totally suspicious. And now we've got special forces with black backpacks everywhere right around the bombing. And then they won't release any of the video because what do you think's going on here? What do you think's going on?
I think that there indicates that there was an expectation of looking for and finding devices. It shows foreknowledge of the situation as a threat.
Absolutely. It shows total foreknowledge and the drill that was used as the cover to blow up a few of the people in the drill. Oh, wow, man.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to do all this on air because I can't war plan in this fight for the Republic while I'm on air at the same time. Will you call a Don Salazar in here? Get me Rob Dew in here and get me everybody. I'm going to have to stay on air. I don't care if I've had 2 hours sleep. I'm just staying on unlimited. They can come in when I get ready to collapse in 5-10 hours. I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to go to your calls. A lady just called in. It's on the big blog sites that deal with the police radio. Sure enough, it's the police saying, I got devices everywhere. I need help. We know that went on. We know they covered it up. Punch up my computer screen for TV viewers. For radio listeners, go to InfoWars.com. This is the same people wearing their unofficial uniform of that the Navy SEALs wear, of the tan boots, the tan pants, the black shirt. And we even have them wearing Navy SEAL hats. Now we have more videos of these very people. Rob Dew, you know, they pulled your brother-in-law from the Army marathon runners out, and now you haven't been able to get a hold of him still, right?
My wife has talked to him. He's currently in New Jersey, and from what he said...
Well, go ahead and get him a mic, guys. Can you set him a mic up on the table? Here's the deal, guys. This is all a fluid situation. You're seeing an organic citizens private intelligence network who our goal is serving liberty and justice against these narcotics trafficking, murdering, torturing globalists who do secret tests on kids and get caught. I mean, of course they're behind it. I mean, they've got a whole history of it. And now look at this footage. Punch this up before I go to Rob Dew. Look at this article up on InfoWars.com. Navy SEAL spotted at Boston Marathon wearing suspicious backpacks. Okay, now there's the Navy SEAL, Chris Kyle. Standard thing they wear everywhere when they're doing undercover stuff, as if that's undercover. That's ridiculous. There he is wearing the Navy SEAL hat with the blood and the Punisher
type symbol. You guys are sending me an audio feed leaking as you catch that police radio. Good job. And then you've got these guys, and I said, those look like Navy SEALs. And then we went deeper into the photos. Sure enough, it's a Navy SEAL hat. I said, yeah, you guys do have a microphone open, or that door is open. There is a microphone open. Undoubtedly, it's all feeding in, or shut off whatever we just did. Because he shut my mic off at first, then shut it back on. I think you you turned the mic on that's in your control room, yeah. That's okay. The guys are all tired. We're working hard here. You look at this, and I'm not calling the guys out, listeners. You just, when you're on air, you have to tell them what's going on. You can see the Punisher, hat with the red. It's the Navy SEAL hat, the same SEAL team Kyle's in. You've got all that from all these multiple shots, and you've got all the Navy SEAL team variants and Blackwater symbol. That's a SEAL symbol. And then you've got this guy and other videos of just guys everywhere with black backpacks, and that's like a higher-level SEAL trainer type. That guy looks just like CIA commando. I mean, that guy's probably like a former Green Beret or something. It's weird. They have like certain types that I've learned just from being at so many of these events. And so you've got this guy dressed the same, and you've got him with what looks like a detonator or a radiation detector or something. It looks like a detonator to me, high-powered radio-frequency detonator. This is right after the bombing. And then there's other video, these guys in control of the situation. And, of course, that's the drill that they admit went on, and they've doubled down and asked other witnesses. They go, yeah, they were announcing, stay calm. Yeah, there's guys in weird backpacks everywhere. Sure, stay calm. And it's the same black backpacks that blow up. And then you've got weirdo, ne'er-do-well-looking guys who are sitting there with the backpacks. But see, this isn't John Doe number two like Oklahoma or McVeigh's with six guys who we know their names, famous federal officers and one German officer from their intelligence network. They just confiscated the video. They can't do that now. What do they think they're doing? And you've got special ops crawling all over. Now, they could say they were trying to stop it. Okay, well, if that's the case, then they have to admit it. But that's not what's going on. They're in the same uniforms. They're in the same outfits. They're right around the guys that are doing it who look like idiots they recruit to go, you want to fight for America? We need you to be part of a drill. And they could only get really stupid people. And you look at the photos of the guys that have the same bags. We have the wreckage of the bags. It looks just like the bombs that went off. And it's a classic guy that looks like he can't even brush his teeth. Okay, let's turn Dew's mic on. Dew, what is your take on this?
I mean, just the Patsy guy I'd like to talk about first. That guy.
Yeah, let me say what's happening. We need to get IT in here. Whenever you open his mic up, it sends another channel because we had a bunch of buttons getting pushed. I saw it whenever channels were going on and off. Or the classic famous thing of no, that's not it. It's feeds running. It's all right. We'll fix it during a break. But you can't be on. It doesn't matter. I'll let you come hear my feed if you want. I'm hearing everything you're downloading in there. When you punch that mic up, that's what happens. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this is what's going on. I'm not going off till 3 now, guys. Good job. I tried to send you the message an hour ago. The rest of the reporters are out there. I mean, this is unprecedented. Jamie, who called in with the intel, and I've seen the audio, heard the audio, we're going to be playing that later. Tell people who want to find it, we're going to post it on Infowars.com, at what minute mark that you hear this audio.
I should go tell you in just a second. I believe it's 251 from memory, but I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, 251.
At the beginning, at the blog stop, it's Blog Dog Marathon Police Radio. It starts right away, and I will tell you in just a second. But if you just go to that, it starts almost immediately. 451. Oh,
yeah, 4:51 on the video, and we'll have it soon queued up, is where the police talk about there's these devices, I need help. And again, ma'am, have you seen the Navy SEAL footage and all these guys with black backpacks basically in command officially with credentials and that nobody wants to discuss them? What do you think about this?
I think my heart rate's going faster than yours. So, and just as a side note, the large black jackets of the two military-looking black backpack-carrying men, they're reminiscent of protective clothing that bomb squads wear. That just came to me. But other than that, I want to point out, I'm sure you're going to play it, but after the officer breaks in saying about the devices and panic, the commanding officer immediately says, all units stay off the air, just make your way over there. And he didn't even clarify where. There is, and he never does.
Well, I mean, I'm just completely blown away here because during the breaks, and I appreciate your call, ma'am, and for the tip, we're going to go to more calls here now. I am just blown away because during the break, I saw all this happening. I saw them 5 minutes after we broke this in media, CNN come out and say, there's breaking news. They now have suspects from video, and they described the department store video and the man running before they showed it. Then hours later, this is the video we were playing. I mean, they're watching us right now. Then it showed the video, and then I knew they'll start doling it out now, and I said on air, they'll probably say now they don't have someone arrested because now that we've already said all this, they can't show the patsy. This is incredible what's happening. This is world historic. Because we've already shown the other guys that are in with him and around him, so we've blown the operation, which is just incredibly dangerous. My life's flashing before my eyes. So that's going on. And then I walk back during the last break, and it's Fox News going, well, yes, it's going to be coming out later now that we have these videos. And they start showing the videos of the guy running and the people and the patsy. It is the patsy we predicted and broke here on air. And I'm sitting there watching them knowing we'll have more at 5 o'clock Eastern. That's in 2 hours with the FBI. So that footage I showed you a full 2 hours before Fox News and CNN is now on, and exactly as it all flashed in my mind, I knew they would then dole it out that exact same way. And I said on air, they'll probably not bring the patsy out, or they'll bring another patsy out now because of them being blown. They thought no one would go find the photos and video, and no one would see all these people dressed up in Navy SEAL plain clothes everywhere. I don't know if they're Navy SEALs. They look like them. They act like them. They walk like them. These are the units they use for fake bin Laden raids. And boy, I'll tell you, Navy SEALs that were part of this, you better have a lot of life insurance because your helicopters are going to blow up. You're going to get killed. You're going to die in car wrecks. They're going to kill all of you. You were part of a drill. They set you up again. My God, you couldn't get me to be part of the Navy SEALs if you paid me $1 trillion. I mean, these guys are a group. They are just burning down right now. We're going to skip this network break. This is incredible. We showed this video over 2 hours, 2 hours and 17 minutes ago. We began to show this breaking video as I hyperventilated on air. And I said, they know about this video. They've known for days. They're going to roll this out later. But because of the Navy SEAL stuff, I said they may not be able to. But I said they'll probably show the stuff where it's not clear who's in it, like the apartment store. And sure enough, they did it. I mean, I know every one of their steps. I cannot. I'm like an idiot savant or something. I don't know how I know all this stuff. It is incredible. I guess I just know their handbook. John in Oklahoma, I know I'm ranting, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, and it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead. I'm sorry I'm out of control. It's just this is unbelievable.
Hey, no, you have every right, and everybody else needs to be in the same state of mind on this thing, man. It's just ridiculous. I'm sitting here, my heart's racing over the whole deal, and just like the last caller, it's just...
You're seeing them run the whole op, and we're supposed to ignore it, and I'm in there. The media is all freaked out. The reporters aren't laughing anymore. Every channel, they're totally freaked out. I mean, literally, they are freaked out because they know this whole thing just got blown, and they're going to try to ignore this and demonize me. You watch.
Yeah, you and your other guests, like you said, they're going to slip up, you know, and do something really stupid and just have it all out there where, you know, like, oh, you're just going to look at it and just be dumb about it. And then, you know, there you go. And then we point it all out, and we're calling them out on it. And, you know, it's just going to blow up in their face. And now, like you're saying, they're scared, and they're going to say, well, what do we do now? Like, we can't do it this way, and, well, maybe we could do it that way, but what's it going to turn into?
Well, sir, what do you think? What else do you think is going to happen? I mean, why would they have Navy SEALs everywhere? Are people dressed like Navy SEALs? In their non-dress, you know, undercover uniforms, which again are designed for a dumbed-down public that doesn't see that's a uniform. There's video and stuff just pouring out now as people know what to look for. They were everywhere. There was clearly a drill. They were right around where the bombing happened. They said, stay calm. They let the devices sit there like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's why you see the photos and video. A lot of the SEALs are going on the phone, look perplexed, like, why are you, what? Well, then, can you imagine when it blew up? I mean, this was a drill. I mean, I don't think most of the SEALs are involved.
Well, check this out. Before I left work today to go pick up parts for our company, a buddy of mine, he's an admin on the Secrets of the Fed, and we were on our break, and I was getting ready to leave, and at 10 o'clock, he says, "Look, man," and I looked at his phone, and he says, "Last night, they passed a bill that said that the United States is basically war zone. Have you heard anything of that?"
Yes, they're passing all sorts of emergency stuff right now. It's incredible. I have an article where the Congress was asking the Fed for permission to see what banks are doing. I mean, it is just... And then I'm some crazy, you know, Texan down here who learned about this a long time ago, 17 years ago, that they were doing black ops. It took me this long to learn how it works. And I guess that's why I understand it now. Just I've been in it so long. I guess nobody else studies stuff. They just go drink beer or something. And now I'm watching it. And do people understand? We have military. They're military, obviously, and look like CIA. This guy with the detonator looks really mean. I mean, that guy looks like a controller. They just think we're so dumb that they would do this in plain view. This is horrible. This is so bad. I'm not happy I've been proven right. This is horrible. And again, this is like Oklahoma City, but having the other six people with McVeigh on video. And I don't know how they're going to get around now saying there's no John No. number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20. Because they had people lining the last few miles saying it's a drill with black backpacks. I guess so. The plan was probably have a drill with so many black backpacks, everybody compartmentalize, that when our patsies deliver them, the cops don't have time to save people. Boom. That's what happened. I mean, that's why. Why would you have a mile plus lined with black backpacks? It's so no one could stop it. And then it's a fog of war. No one knows who did it. And again, the SEALs, it doesn't prove they were involved even. They were there. But let me tell you, you see the guy with the detonator, it's pretty suspicious. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at that stuff yet. And I know as soon as I get home, I'm definitely going to get on InfoWars and go check that out.
Yeah, go to InfoWars while it's still there, brother. We've got all the breaking news at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Boston bombing culprits identified. Images show suspicious men with backpacks. This is way beyond that. I got to get Watson on the horn. I mean, this is a full implosion of their whole op. Navy SEAL spotted at Boston Marathon wearing suspicious backpacks. Town of Lexington pulls permit for pro-Second Amendment rally using Boston bombing as a pretext. Mission accomplished. Americans now willing to submit to cavity searches in public. That's actually in the news. You'll know the new American handshake will be to have a government bureaucrat. You know the rest. Follow-up attack. Ryerson sent a senator who ended gun control filibuster. CNN's links alleged pressure cooker bombed extreme right-wing individuals. Yeah, how about the ATF, huh? Fox pulls hoax episode of Family Guy. Boston runners were warned, you're going to die. I mean, this is all the info at InfoWars.com. And look at papers, please. Imagine dumb. Look at these young MPs. Look like they're 20. This guy has the satisfaction that he's the boss. And people have to show their papers to him. I mean, this is just totally sick. Hey, MPs, little boys. Why don't you go look at all the troops running around with black backpacks right before this happened? I mean, I tell you, MPs, I'm walking down the street, want to check what I'm doing. I'm done with you people. Okay, I'm done with you and your stuff. Take all your shots, little MP boys. You're going to die. Your master's going to kill you deader than a hammer. Let's go ahead and talk to Steven in Florida. You're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Several things. First of all, I'm a runner. I've run several marathons, so this thing really hits close to home for me, and it really sends a chill up my spine. Just three quick points. First of all, April 15th, we're relating to Boston. What is it known as?
Patriots Day.
Which is also the federal government's designation for September 11th since the so-called attack. You think that's coincidence? Second thing, I don't know if you're aware of this, but on the next day after the Boston Marathon incident, Obama signed 23 executive orders on gun safety. So as far as I know, that's the most executive orders any president signed in one day, and they're all related to the gun grab. And while no one's paying attention, because why? This whole thing with the Boston Marathon. The other thing I wanted to say, I'm going to make a prediction, and this is just gut and my heart of hearts. I hope I'm wrong about this, but I have a feeling that they've been doing separate incidents on different days, okay, these false flags. I think they're getting ready to really pull the trigger with multiple incidents simultaneously nationwide.
By the way, they're evacuating the Boston courthouse. They've told police for 4 years every department will be IED'd by gun-owning veterans. So they're preparing that. People are like, how did you know this would happen? They're like training for war with veterans and libertarians and conservatives, and they're going to do it. They're going to blow stuff up and blame us and come after us, okay? I mean, this is it. 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 These people are out of control. And I am totally sick of it. And the video and the audio is up. It's at the very beginning at Infowars.com. Boston Police Radio, additional explosive devices found. It's on there, which they later deny. They deny the drills. It's all there. This is all breaking. And let's punch up Infowars.com for people. This man wants your guns. Boston Police Radio, additional explosives and devices found. Boston bombing culprits identified. And Navy SEALs spotted at Boston Marathon wearing suspicious backpacks. Town of Lexington pulls permit for pro-Second Amendment rally using Boston bombing as pretext. I mean, this is just, folks, no one else is reporting this. The media is freaking out, going, hey, they have him arrested, press conference at 5. Actually, never mind. And then they show the very video. I told you I knew they were watching. Then they start airing the video. I mean, they are watching us right now. And we're silly and ignorant, but we got guts, and guts is enough. Thank you, Stephen. Let's go to Joe in Michigan. Joe, what is your take on this?
I have an interesting facet to this, which is, I kind of view this as a war against masculinity.
Of course, that's what the New World Order is all about.
Well, exactly, the estrogen mimickers and everything else. But, that's why I think they're going to come after, veterans. They're going to say it's a white Al-Qaeda kind of thing just to continue to, demonize men.
Well, notice this. They have security at the Capitol order congressmen to leave. Security officers order staff, media, to clear Boston courthouse. See, their training is the police security. They order. They're in charge. It's a dictatorship of the security force that's run by foreign banks. This is the takeover. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. They're saying that, our culture fetishizes weapons. What about fetishizing all the men in uniforms?
How about fetishizing not being a slave and knowing the government shouldn't be the only ones with guns? How about fetishizing liberty and wealth and power and family and property and success and information and not being a gibbering metrosexual dumbass?
Yeah, exactly. They want us to just be these dumbed down, effeminate males with no opinions.
Well, that's who they've got working for them, and they're hell-bent on a fight. They want to frame us first. They'll get their fight, though. Don't worry.
Well, thank you very much for letting me talk, Alex.
Anything else, sir?
That's all I got.
All right, let's jam in one more before I go to break. All right, let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Steve in Pennsylvania. You're on the air worldwide during the launch of the Globalist Offensive. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Man, I am just, this is it. This is the big one. This is the beginning of all of it.
I called in before, probably about a month ago or so, about the whole Sandy Hook thing, and now, this whole thing that's going on. I looked into that Sandy Hook thing deeper, and I found that the Iroquois Gas Company bought out the city of Sandy Hook, and so did State Connecticut, and so did Newtown. So what I found out, my deep searching, was that nobody has lived in Sandy Hook for the past 3 years. If you go on the U.S. Census Interactive Map, select places on the interactive map, and then zoom into Newtown, and you'll see Newtown on the west side of I-84 light up. But on the right side of I-84, on the east side, you will not see a population light up at all.
Sir, anything is possible at this point. They put out a Family Guy where they blow up the marathon and run over people with cars at the finish line of the very marathon. And then they came out and said, not that we edited it, to put the two clips together of the same episode. They said it doesn't exist. So, yes, they're going for everything. And I can't believe Dan Bondi, God bless him, got into the press conferences. I haven't even gotten to that. The good audio is out now of that. It is unbelievable. unbelievable. Pachenik coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad,
ladies and gentlemen, this is the craziest day of my life.
Well, I just had to laugh.
I've looked at hundreds of photos and videos now during the breaks. They're all up at InfoWars.com. We, Rob Dew, his brother-in-law is in Army Intelligence. They go on vacation together. He wins marathons all over the country. He's part of the Army team. About a mile from the finish, they pulled him out and said, you're dehydrated. You've got to go to the hospital. And took him away. They've not released 100 people. Then it started coming out with coaches and people in the news going, and their names are up at InfoWars.com. Yeah, there was like guys everywhere, and they said, it's a drill. Don't worry. And people were getting concerned about, you know, the backpacks everywhere. And 4chan, the hacker site, had just kind of grabbed with their vacuum cleaner. We're going to Dr. Pachenik here in a moment. I'm briefing him on this right now and all of you. They posted thousands of photos and stuff. So we started looking at it and going and checking ourselves from, because you can do Google searches off an image and finding it on the Twitter accounts, finding the YouTubes. These were in newscasts and stuff. No one had noticed this. So we didn't just believe this today. We went and vacuum cleanered it. And we, you know, did some spot checking and put an image or video in and scan it and then find out where it came from. You've got what look like redneck serial killer, ne'er-do-wells, who look like they've got IQs below room temperature, 70 IQs, 75, the standard deal, with backpacks that match the shattered backpacks with the exact stripes. Then you've got guys in what Chris Kyle always wore. Well, as soon as I saw it, I said, that's what Navy SEALs always wear when they're not in uniform, the tan boots, the tan pants, the black shirt, the black jacket, with big black bags. And they were all over the place the last mile and a half. And the best I can tell is, we have police scanner on this, there were so many black backpacks, they did that. And, of course, they probably weren't even involved. They were compartmentalized so that no one could stop it because there were so many black backpacks. Because they were afraid of uncompartmentalized police and sweep stopping it. Now, there was a drill. Our reporter, Dan Bidondi, who lives in Rhode Island, he got into the first two press conferences and said, what about a false flag? What about the drill? And the governor and everybody went from smiling to jerking like they were scared. You know, in basic criminology, they'd just been caught. A brain scan would show them recognizing that information. You know, and that's how they can do that pre-crime stuff now, or show somebody's already done something, because they've already had the image. They all get freaked out. They shut down two press conferences. Just totally freaked out. We have video and the photos, and it's pouring in of Navy SEALs, or what looks like Navy SEALs, with the Navy SEAL hats, the Navy SEAL skull, the particular SEAL team of Kyle with the blood on the top of it, SEAL Team 3 type stuff, all of this. And we've got it all right there in front of everybody, all around where the bombing went off. Here it is. Security officers order staff media to clear Boston courthouse. Yeah, maybe. And then after I announce this, they say, oh, we're going to break the news. They now have video from a local shopping mall. And I go, that's the video we have confirming our photos. And I predicted that would be the video they would show. 2 hours later, they're showing it on Fox and CNN. I went further to predict, if we have the handlers around the patsies, they're not going to be able to burn the patsies yet. Because like Oklahoma City, they can't just grab up all the video cameras. Because this is all digital. This isn't a VHS tape like the 17 VHS tapes they confiscated, or 17 locations that FBI has gone public saying they saw, showed McVeigh with six other men, and I've interviewed people inside the building as well, and police officers that responded, and who were death-threatened by the FBI if they spoke out, they and their families would be killed, or him and his wife. That's the Don Browning, the head of the K-9 unit. So, again, I'm giving you thousands of data points here that are too much to go over. The point is this reeks of a drill used to cover up setting up patsies where they gave them real explosives like 7-7. And Dr. Steve Pachinik ran psychological warfare operations. He ran the Camp David operation. He helped found Delta Force. Most of you know who he is. He's helped overthrow governments using PSYOPs. Everything's moving right now. He's been warning of a PSYOP. I don't even know his view yet on this. We're going to find out his view. But bare minimum, we have witnesses saying there were drills. And then the media says, no, there were no drills. The government says there were no drills. And we have Navy SEAL types everywhere with black backpacks. Now, the videos and photos are pouring in. They were everywhere. There was a drill. That's confirmed. Boston Globe admitted that. And they always use a drill to cover up an op. Now, a real expert on this is Dr. Steve Pachinik, co-wrote books with Tom Clancy, stevepachinik.com. Doc, I got 2 hours sleep last night. I've done like 20 hours of broadcasting the last day, so I'm a little bit out of it right now. But I'm seeing all this happen. This is unprecedented. And then I'm predicting on air, now they'll say they didn't have the arrest because we blew their operation. Then they withdraw the arrest. This is the reporters who are all CIA and Israeli intelligence like Wolf Blitzer are melting down. They look like their lives are over. This is freaking me out. I'm watching them during the breaks, doctor, and you're a psychiatrist. They are freaked out. What has just happened from the intel I gave you? Because believe me, I don't BS. I do not bullcrap. What I'm telling you is the data stream I'm getting. This is off the chart. What do you say to that?
Well, as always, Alex, you and I come to the same conclusion, ironically, from two different points. And one of the reasons why I called you yesterday, I didn't see any of the point. You know, I didn't have the advantage you had on the video, but this is what I wrote. And it's not different from what you said.
I didn't even know this.
No, Alex doesn't know this. This is what I wrote. The unintended consequences of the Boston Massacre, the specific indictment. What happened of Bush and Obama and the U.S. military for the tortures of 9/11 prisoners were reported on the same day as the Boston Massacre at the level just below, but nobody read it. It was in the New York Times, a far more serious indictment accusing Bush Jr. and Obama of war crimes equivalent to that of the Nazi war crimes and the Japanese internments during World War II, and I predicted on my end psychologically that there would be a false flag to cover this, and lo and behold, you and I came to the same conclusion, and I wrote a blog to that effect, and I didn't know any points of your determinants, so you didn't know any of my points, so we've come to the same conclusion, but from my point of end, this is far more serious because not only is this a false flag, but at the same time on the front page of the New York Times, it was reported right below the Boston Marathon that Obama and Bush Jr. were indicted by a bipartisan review committee for 9/11 tortures. And
by the way, I was driving home last night at 4:20 a.m. from doing Coast to Coast a.m., and I heard Fox News. We monitor a report, a bipartisan commission founds universal collusion between intelligence, army, and the Pentagon to torture and cover it up, and that this is a crime, and good people in government are finally saying no, and I didn't even remember, we just showed the news article, is that why they did, knowing this
was
coming out?
That's exactly why they did it, because this indictment basically puts both Obama and Bush Jr. in prison on a Nuremberg trial and makes them totally illegitimate. In the world of counterterrorism, they would be so-called neutralized, arrested, and put in prison and jailed. No question about it. They said it in the bipartisan.
Let me stop you. What does it signify to have a bipartisan commission finally admit that Nazi-type stuff went on? See, man, this is incredible. I get so, you know, out of control analyzing the attack itself.
I understand, but you and I work together. The one I came from this from a totally in psychiatric and also intelligence point of view, saying, wait a minute, why is this massacre occurring at the same time on a lower poll? You saw the article. It was both Asa Hutchinson, a Republican in the Bush administration, and James Jones, a Democrat in Congress, who led the torture analysis.
Yeah, there's your article. There's your article. So let me ask you this. This, to me, shows a counter coup in the government to have bipartisans say this is wrong, that a large part of the establishment, as I've been told, is actually freaked out by this tyranny and realizes there's no stability if this continues.
Correct. This is exactly right, Alex, and that's what we've been saying all along, that a major part of what was called the elite, or people are intimidated and frightened, what's happened is Obama has literally continued the suppression, repression, and the Patriots Act of Bush Jr. and Clinton's rendition with Sandy Berger, a whole list they mentioned of the criminals that I talked about, Michael Hayden, the National Security Agency, Cheney, in particular.
And it comes out they illegally conspired to cover up and torture people, including children, in front of their parents. And then there's a Boston massacre when they knew it was coming out. Let me ask you this, though, because you haven't seen the photos and videos. They're up at InfoWars.com. You've got guys that their bodies look like Navy SEALs. They act like them. Why would you have Navy SEALs everywhere, pretty much in quasi-uniform? Is that some type of cover? Because clearly there was a drill.
Well, it is a cover, but you got to remember what you're seeing now. What we do, what you see now, and it's created in the government, and it's often created by the CIA or FEMA or the FBI even, and what it's called the theater of terrorism. And what they do specifically is to create an incident where a few people are killed and a lot of damage, but the most important part aren't the people who kill, it's the anxiety and the terror that's created. We call that the theater of terror. And, of course, the ones who amplify that are the news broadcasters, and they are the most important element because they are the ones who become hysterical. They amplify the anxiety. They amplify the fear, and that's exactly what's intended when you want to create a false flag. So they played their part. You have Anderson Cooper playing his part.
CIA.
They're playing the part. And
let me ask you this. I've never seen body language. They were all real happy until I made my announcement. And then suddenly they all started responding and freaking out. And we've got the suspect. No, we don't. And every channel looks freaked out right now. This has put them into disarray. What's going on?
Well, you hit it right on the head. The issue of the theater of terror when you create this kind of an explosion or false flag is to recreate uncertainty so that each one of the newscasters reflects that uncertainty and starts to fill in all kinds of fabrication and detail in and anxiety and confusion so that the public becomes confused because they're confused, and then they begin to contradict each other. And it's like a storyline that has no sense whatsoever.
So it's a fog of war, a fog of war just to create a...
It's beyond a fog of war. It's an intentional created fog of war on steroids because they amplify this so much that there's no sense of reality at all.
Sure, expanding on this, though, they obviously don't want us to show the drill and the government operatives there. They are very freaked out about this.
No.
Let me ask you this. Why would they have people dressed like Navy SEALs everywhere?
Why? Because they didn't intend to show. They would assume that they could excuse that by saying, you know, these are guys who, like the Marine Corps Marathon, they're interested in basically jogging, and they're representing the Navy. In that sense, they could hide anything they want by saying, you know, the Boston Marathon ranks first, the Marine Marathon ranks third. So there's no issue for them in terms of rationalizing why they would have a Navy SEAL. That would have been part of any team, when in fact that would have been part of the stand down and the false flag. That's a double whammy for the government. They can use that very easily because they don't have to justify that. They can say, well, we have Navy guys who are able to run. We have Marine guys who are always involved. We have a Navy Yard in Boston. We have a Navy Yard in Portsmouth. We have a Navy Yard in Maine. But the real issue is that this whole issue covered the basic story of the indictment of Bush Jr. and two presidents for war crimes, which normally would have put them in prison and would have incarcerated them. But it took the attention totally away because nobody even listened to it. That was the key issue.
Well, I'm glad I called you. I'm really glad I called you because I heard that on the radio. I knew about that. And it's not even news. It's like back of the paper. There it is.
That's
U.S.
correct.
Engaged in torture after 9/11. Review concludes. It is indisputable that the United States engaged in the practice of torture and the nation's highest officials bore ultimate responsibility. And Obama's been caught at the Benghazi Center still doing the torture. I mean, this is, and it's a sweeping 577-page report.
Bipartisan, and also indicts our favorite liberal Nancy Pelosi, who comes around and tells us exactly what we should do, why we should hide our guns. She was one of the first liberals to really support.
She's on Nancy Pelosi. By the way, we're raping small children in front of their parents with battery acid.
Right. The only woman who protested this was Jane Harman from California. And this was really quite amazing. It was approved by Condoleezza Rice. It was approved by Colin Powell. It was approved by Bush, Cheney.
Are we seeing good guys in the government stand up, which you've talked about? I mean, I can't believe it. I can't believe it was hiding in plain view, and I didn't get it. You should have demanded to come on.
Because, Alex, it's not intended for you to get it. It was intended kind of, with all due respect to you and the entire American audience, you have to be trained in what we call, you know, the subtle languages. It's really, we have to give gratitude to Julia Abramson of the New York Times, who kind of cued me in very quickly. It's not me specifically, but she did a very clever job on the New York Times.
Now, what does it signify to let to have a major power structure organ do this, and then if they knew it's coming, so they do the bombing to coincide as a cover, just like you did the fake SEAL team thing over the birth certificate. I mean, what does this signify internally?
What it signifies is that our country is splitting apart exactly as I said to you before. There will be an internal civil war if this continues. And I think the New York Times has been exceedingly helpful, at least to me, in signifying how much of a...
So you're saying a certain part of the establishment gets they're going to lose a war with the states?
Well, it's not only that. It's a certain part of the establishment is against exactly Obama, Bush Jr., the suppression, the false flags, and they've been showing it to guys like me in a hidden way, in a covert way. So
yeah, I mean, not. Like I mean, let's say they're not even good people. They get, when there's no checks and balances, nobody's grandkids are safe.
No. Nobody's not. At this particular point in view, you have a totalitarian system run by criminals. I mean, they were literally indicted yesterday as criminals.
God, I can't believe it. You know, I go off my gut, but also intellectual. I was so focused on the event analyzing it, I wasn't looking
at... but that's what they wanted to do.
No, I understand that. I get it. I fell for it. Everything just even crystallized to another level because I get so focused on analyzing who's behind it. and now it all came together. There is a giant power structure fight. This is huge that they did this.
This is huge. This is why I had to go on your show and why I wrote it last night, and I was disturbed. And I told my friends, this is one of the most major indictments you've ever seen. It's not just Bush Jr. who should have been in prison and executed a long time ago. You're talking about Obama, who's been indicted as well on a bipartisan level, as well as Clinton.
Now, you talked last time you were on about how you've talked a lot in the last few months about indicting him. Had you gotten rumbles from the CFR, people that aren't pure criminals, that this was coming?
Well, you know, I left the CFR. The CFR is so irrelevant to what's going on. That's not really the power structure. The CFR is just for a bunch of retarded old people who have nothing else to do.
Okay, well, tell me how you knew this was coming. What does this signify? I mean,
what
ladies and...
What signifies to me is that the absolute sense of power that Obama has and the continuation of the CIA, the FBI, FEMA, and the intelligence security is literally out of control. Congress does not have control over the
judiciary. And now they've run the most ridiculous false flag ever in front of us all.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To go get a few hours sleep here in about 20-30 minutes. Dr. Pachinik will leave us. We're going to have Jakari Jackson and David Knight in here. But as Pachinik puts it, he's right. In fact, it even crystallized when I was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I thought, oh, this is distracting for that. That's important. But then I went to bed for 2 hours at 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. I know I'm a little greedy with my decadence, but I took my 2 hours and, you know, got back on the other radio shows. And I've been focusing on the false flag to go after domestic groups, which is their enemy because they're a globalist takeover, a corporate takeover. But as Pechenik said, this is huge news, and it's nowhere that they've come out with a bipartisan indictment, what they're calling it, because, folks, in this stuff is like torturing little five-year-olds and stuff. I mean, when they thought we were under their control, Rumsfeld would brag, yeah, we bring their kids in and start working on them, and people start answering questions. When it was all simulated fake to create double agents, they weren't really torturing real Al-Qaeda. But, you know, those guys worked for them. And absolutely, I get, that's my problem, as I get so obsessed on the minutia of the event proving that's a fraud. From that angle, why not pull back and go, well, I mean, I said they're going after gun control, open borders, giving Homeland Security expanded power. I saw that as the big picture, but not the giant trillion-pound elephant foaming at the mouth in the living room. Dr. Steve Pechenik, you're absolutely right. It all crystallized now. And you were telling me during the break, this is a war on America. Describe what's happening. And as a psych warfare expert who's brought down authoritarian regimes, what do you say people should be doing?
Well, I think people, Americans, should start being organized. This is, you know, Alex has done a phenomenal job over 10 years to explain to the American public how we have started with a stand down and a false flag 9/11, how it continued with a false war in Iraq, how we had torture and interrogation, how we spent $6 trillion in a war in Iraq that was a lie, how Bush Jr. should have been indicted and criminalized a long time ago, put in prison and probably executed, as far as I'm concerned, according to the rules of the International Court of Justice and the Nuremberg trials. The same thing that was requested by the Bipartisan Commission on Torture Interrogation. They said that the actions of Obama and Bush Jr., that's why this was so important. This is a declaration that our presidents are not legal, they're criminal. From a bipartisan commission, Asa Hutchinson and Jones, this is not some wacko. And plus there's 6,000 classified pages on the CIA and their legal interrogation, including the mercenaries, and also, unfortunately, the indictment of somebody whom I admired, General Petraeus and Steele, and it involves the following. It says that the Japanese generals who did anything similar to what Obama and Bush Jr. did were immediately executed when the Jimmy Doolittle raid occurred. U.S. Army soldiers were immediately executed for waterboarding. In 48, the Norwegians executed German SS soldiers for doing exactly what Obama and Bush Jr. and Clinton did. The only one to protest all this, and this study came out, was a Navy captain by the name of Albert Chimkis, who ran the hospital at Gitmo and saw the incredible torture and the incredible interrogations that were occurring, and protesters were thrown out. They indicted Bill Clinton, Sandy Berger, Bush Jr., Rumsfeld, Cheney, Condi, Steve Hadley, Elliot Abrams, General David Petraeus, Jose Rodriguez, the head of the CIA covert operations, who boasted repeatedly he was so proud because we only interrogated 30 out of 100 prisoners, but we got all the information that was required. And this was the same idiot who went out and created the movie Zero Dark 30 for that moron, Catherine Bigelow, and then came back after I told them that if you continue this film, it's going to compromise all our assets in the field. And then he came back and refuted his statement.
That's right. They came out and said the movie was pure crap. You're right. Shay, they're coming back commercial-free in 1 minute with Dr. Steve Pechenik. Some stations leave us now. You've got to go to Infowars.com/listen for the video feed and the audio feed. Infowars.com for the audio and video feeds. We will continue transmitting throughout the evening.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the healthy body
Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.